From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignone reports in Columbia Green Media that former Greene County legislator and Athens Town Supervisor Lee Palmateer says he has filed an Article 78 lawsuit with State Supreme Court in Ulster County to nullify the Greene County Industrial Development Agency's approval of an application by New Athens Generating Company for a tax break. Greene County was not trying to lure the power plant to Greene County. It was giving the private company another 20 years of property tax exemptions on top of the 20-year agreement it previously had. Palmateer said in court papers, and I quote, "This case is about the Greene County Industrial Development Agency trading the interest of the public for the enrichment of itself and its paying client." The IDA stood to reap a $332,000 transition fee and 20 annual monetized power payments of up to $285,714 each from Athens Gen, contingent upon approval of this application, end quote. The lawsuit names New Athens Generating Company, Greene County, the Catskill Central School District, the Town of Athens as respondents. The lawsuit aims to eliminate the power plant's tax break, require a formal appraisal of the property by the Town of Athens, and enforce the Greene County Code of Ethics. Greene County IDA Counsel Paul Goldman said on November 29th that he has not been served the petition and that, and I quote, "It's difficult to comment on a document without having seen any of it. I'll have further comment when we're served with the papers," end quote. Many members of the public spoke out against the tax break at public hearings before it was approved earlier this year. But Greene County legislator Ed Bloomer was just about the only local official to oppose the project, even though he did not. While he voted no, he said he personally favored the tax break. Bloomer said he voted with the public opinion rather than his own opinion that the tax break is good, saying, and I quote, "There is a significant volume of people in Athens who disagree with that, people I respect, people far more learned than I am. I want to honor their voice. I vote a reluctant no," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joseph Koenig and Kevin Frey report in New York State of Politics that Congress is expected on December 1st to vote to expel Representative George Santos, the lying Long Island Republican under indictment for fraud. Santos faces 23 federal charges, including for wire fraud, identity theft, lying to federal election officials, money laundering, and stealing thousands of dollars from donors. Previously, a vote to expel Santos failed, as most Republicans said they were waiting for an investigation report. Local Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted to expel Santos then, while Republican Elise Stefanik did not. Stefanik, a senior member of House Republican leadership, said on November 29th that she still had concerns, and I quote, "about not respecting due process, and I share many of my colleagues' concerns about that. I've always said we should let this play out, and there's prosecution that's currently happening," end quote. Even without Stefanik, there appears to be enough votes to make Santos the sixth House member in U.S. history to be removed from office. Currently, Republicans hold a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and if Santos is expelled, Governor Kathy Hochul will call a special election that a Democrat is likely to win. Santos says the vote for his removal comes after another special day for him, saying, and I quote, "It's also my second year wedding anniversary on Thursday, so it's kind of not cool. So you know, I'm just going to try to stick to our dinner reservations," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jack Arpey is reporting for New York State of Politics that New York's presidential primary election runs March 23rd through April 2nd next year, and at this point is expected to be a competitive vote. Democrats will most likely back incumbent Joe Biden, and most Republicans are behind Donald Trump, who attempted to overturn the fair results of the 2020 presidential election. Only Democrats can vote in the Democrat primary, and only Republicans can vote in theirs in New York's closed system. Requests to change primary affiliations must be received by February 14th. Voters must be registered with the State Board of Elections by March 23rd to vote, the same day that all absentee applications must be received by the board. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.